This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here as we wrap up a week of programs on Inside Douglas County. We always appreciate you making this part of your lunchtime or whatever you are doing. Well, for a lot of schools in the area, it's graduation weekend. Some have already done so, but many are doing it this weekend. And we're going to focus on the class of 2020 for Roseburg High School. Principal Jill Weber is with us, and also student body co-president Isabel Hervey. Thanks to both of you for being on this afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, Jill, first of all, let's start with you. Before COVID-19, let's just start in March and back up. Kind of give us an overview of the year at RHS.
It's a great year. We had a great start to the year. Great kids. We had a good vision we were working towards. Staff were working hard. We were anticipating a record level of funding for education going into this next year, planning for all kinds of additional programs and really growing staff, reducing class numbers. We looked at a record number of kids out for spring sports, our highest ever freshman on track. We were, you know, continuing to grow and heading in a wonderful direction.
And by the way, where is that funding picture at now? Of course, we've heard things about the legislature and all the state budget reductions that are probably coming. Do you know yet how that extra area of funding is looking?
You know, it's still kind of flexible, as you can imagine, as we're just still looking at the economy across the state. But the more that we're finding out and the more we're looking at the forecast going into next year, it's looking still promising. It's, you know, we went from record level of funding to, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? And we're kind of looking like it's going to be okay. We're looking at a level where things are going to be okay.
What were your biggest challenges of trying to run a high school during COVID-19?
I think the biggest challenge was how quickly things changed. So, you know, middle of the week before Friday, March 13th, we were like, well, this, we're going to be, you know, could be happening. Then we found out school is closed for a while. And then we found out school is closed for the rest of the year. And then it was, we were doing supplemental education. Then we're doing distance learning. And then we're grades or no grades. And within a few weeks, we had five different iterations of what Roseburg High School looked like. And just trying to navigate all those changes and communicate that with staff and students and families and really ensuring that our kids were getting the education they needed. But staff were amazing. The flexibility, the support, the relationships they had with kids paid off throughout this entire thing. And we're coming off of this with success of kids earning their credits, staff still connecting with kids. And while it isn't the education we wanted or hoped for, we made it happen. And I really attribute that to the wonderful staff we have.
Especially at the front of end of things, those first two or three weeks, did you ever feel like you were putting out memos or emails to staff only to be revising them 2 hours later?
Absolutely. It was just about a day I had the time. I felt often it was like, hey, this is what we're doing. And then the next day something would change. And it was, yeah, again, another change. But the staff understood. Families, lots of emails to families. And they really appreciated the communication. And they understood that we were learning and growing and changing along the way. And people were flexible with us.
Isabel, talk about your role at RHS as student body co-president. What does that involve?
So the co-presidents, we still do all the things that all of the leadership students do, which is going to school board meetings, planning activities and events for the school, and just thinking of ways to improve the campus. But Michaela and I shared this year the extra duties that included reading the morning announcements and meeting with our advisor, Ms. Stanton, to talk about plans for the class. And then we also would run the class on days when we had a substitute.
So what was it like after March and the closure of in-person classes for you and your role as a co-president?
Well, I think at first a lot of us thought that we would go back since we were released only a week before spring break. But as we started to realize that the COVID-19 situation was worsening, I think all of us had to kind of face a change of mindset. We had to get used to a new routine where we had to monitor our own classes and look at emails and meetings more than going into class. And I think it was a lot more self-management on our part. But luckily, with leadership having the ability to meet still online, we were able to use social media a lot to connect with our students still.
What was the hardest thing for you about staying home for your education?
For me, I think it would probably be just not seeing all of the people I was so used to interacting with every day. I think having other people going through the same classes as you and having them there to talk to is really encouraging and it would help to keep me motivated. So when that didn't happen every day, it was a lot to get used to.
And obviously, as a senior, all those social contacts and as you begin to, you know, look towards your next year for college or whatever you're doing, there's a lot of discussions there. And a lot of those could have obviously taken place on social media, but I'm sure it was very different.
It was very different. And a lot of us have been, well, a lot of the classmates, we have group messages for our different classes, which is a nice way we're able to keep in contact. And then emails have also been a way that we've gotten our information.
So, Jill, how did you keep in contact with the staff during this time? It seems like it obviously everything changed for everybody, but I'm particularly curious what it was like for teachers.
Yeah, we really had changed everything we did and the way that we did it. And where in the past, staff meetings in person were something that we did on a regular basis, and lots of conversations would happen, small group conversations, leadership team meetings. We use Zoom for the most part, but even then I had to break apart my staff meetings. When you have 185 staff members, they couldn't all fit in the same Zoom meeting. So making some changes there. I did phone calls, especially in the beginning, just to check in individually with teachers if they had questions or concerns or how were things going. I did a lunch with the principal just to stay in connection with my students because I was missing them so much. But for the most part, I'm going to say it's been email. Lots of that happening.
And obviously then technology was really the big thing that kept us moving forward.
Yes. Yep. And we handed out over 300 Chromebooks to Rosebrook High School students and about 50 hotspots for them. So we ensured that every kid who needed that was able to get that and still stay connected.
And doing that and having those materials go out, I'm sure was very complex because normally when those are obtained, the plan is that they stay in the rooms, et cetera. And what about the IT people and the other folks behind the scenes that made all that happen? What was involved?
Yeah, there's everything from disinfecting each device that went out, ensuring that we have the numbers on them, that we had them ready to go out, that we contacted the students who needed them. And when passing them out, all the protective equipment we needed to wear and ensuring that students registered them so that they could be used. And now we're the spot where we're gathering them all back next week as well. Sometimes we had to be pretty tenacious, making sure that we figured out how to get them to kids, which meant we maybe met a family in the parking lot or we sent a Chromebook on the bus to ensure a kid got it. But we wanted to really make sure every kid had the access that they did.
Now, being in the main part of Douglas County, I imagine the technology was a little easier to deal with than some of the smaller districts where those very rural areas sometimes do have internet challenges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we did have a few families with that, which is where the hotspots came in. But even then, sometimes that was challenging depending on the cellular reception. But we wanted to make sure that there was not any kid who was left out of the education that they needed.
Is there any fear of with those devices coming back, some of them not making it back or being accidentally damaged along the way, things like that?
Yeah, and we're trying to be forgiving of the accidents. You know, unfortunately, a little brother or sister stepped on the screen and broke it, or we're missing a charging cord. We understand that there is some loss that's just going to happen from the use. And so we'll be working on that. We do want them back. And if we need to replace a screen, we can. But we're going to be utilizing staff of making phone calls to all the kids to ensuring that they know when they should come back and that they can hear that personal voice saying, hey, these are the hours we're open and we really want it back. And what can we do to help you? Making sure that they get that personal connection from us too.
And I imagine then IT folks and others are going to be spending a good chunk of the summer then going through all the devices and getting them ready for whatever their next use is.
Yes, that's the next plan. And we've just been talking about that recently too, of who's going to do which things and a lot of different tasks for our staff members than what we thought we started the year with. But we have a lot of help where people are willing to step up and do things differently to help out too.
We're going to take a break. More when we come back. Rosebrook High School Principal Jill Weber, Isabel Herbie, co-student body president of RHS. A two-minute break, and the interview will be a podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. At News Radio 1240 KQEN. Lars Larson coming up at 1. On Mondays, Inside Douglas County, County Commissioner and Board Chairman Chris Boyce will be in studio. We'll talk about the aspects of now being in Phase 2 for Douglas County. By the way, looking ahead to Tuesday's program, we're scheduled to go to Kosovo and talk to Colonel Eric Wiley of the National Guard and the folks that are over there serving. Some from Oregon. Right now, Principal Jill Weber, Roseburg High School, Isabel Hervey, the co-student body president at RHS. Isabel, I wanted to ask you, I mean, this year is off the charts, but what about some of the bright spots for you this year?
Well, I really love that we were able to start off the year with our annual event called Senior Sunrise. And so a bunch of the seniors came together in the quad at the high school, and we watched the sunrise together, which was a great way to start off senior year. And then other memories that stick out to me from this year would be bumming at football games and then our school assemblies, because both are such fun experiences where the school comes together and they both have a really great energy.
I'm curious about this sunrise event. As I recall from a number of years ago when I was in high school, seniors weren't up at the crack of dawn. How do you pull this off?
Well, it is an optional event, so it starts before the school year really starts. But a lot of the seniors came this year, and we all got a picture together, and we ate donuts and listened to music, and it's a really fun time.
Interesting. Going through some of the other things during the year, you have a lot of big events. What are some of the ones you especially enjoyed?
I really enjoyed our homecoming assembly this year. Our theme this year was The Wizard of Oz, and it was a lot of fun to put together. And then when it all came together and the school was there, it was a great energy.
As a senior, honestly, do you feel like you got a little ripped off this year?
I feel like it was definitely different than a lot of other senior years, and we did miss some of our big events of the year, but we've also gotten a lot of experiences that other classes haven't, like the parade that we're going to do on Saturday, and also the yard signs that we've gotten, and there are just a lot of ways that the community has come together to make sure that this year was still special for us.
Joe, when you talk about all the things that didn't happen, how did the school adapt for no prom, no spring sports, et cetera?
Yeah, those are honestly, there's just some things you can't replace. You know, missing the spring sports season, it's a loss. A video was put together, and that's on our Facebook page, that shows kind of the athletes in for track in their uniforms, and there is a sadness to it. I mean, there is a loss to that, and it's hard to replace. But we've really worked hard trying to create new memories for our kids and doing things in different ways. So, for example, our Evening of Excellence, which we usually have in May and is out at UCC, weren't able to gather together, but we've still celebrated our kids. We've done senior spotlights on the Department Award winners on our social media. We have created the certificates, and the News Review helped us by putting together a full-page ad that was put in Sunday's paper to celebrate our kids. So while we didn't have those events, we've done things in different ways to help celebrate, continue to connect with our kids.
I imagine that for teachers, for you as an administrator, and for much of your other staff, this time since March has been working more hours than normal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really has. I mean, the graduation, it took us 25 hours just to film it, and that's not counting the preparation of the parade to put it together. So there is a lot of hours and odd hours to make things happen, and we're rethinking every single thing that we've done, the way we turn in fees, the way that we're returning books, the way we connect with kids. That's a rethought. So, yeah, there is a lot more hours. And, you know, my favorite thing about my job is the kids, and that really is something I'm missing a lot right now.
And I imagine as well there were times when maybe you would normally maybe sort of be taking some time off, and on a Sunday or something like that, where I understand meetings still came up sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I've, there's no vacation days. There's not time off. And the working hours, the boundaries aren't there very well right now. It's kind of 24/7 when an email comes in or when somebody needs us, we're there and trying to help support one another through this. But it's worth it. It's all worth it to see this come together in such a positive way.
And we're going to talk about the big events tomorrow here in a moment. But Isabel, what are you in particular looking forward to with this unusual graduation tomorrow?
I think I'm most excited just to see all of the community come together. It's been a great support for us through all of this time. And seeing everyone and seeing their faces tomorrow is just going to be a really great way to celebrate.
And for you personally, what are your plans for your education or career? What are you looking ahead to doing?
So in the fall, I'm going to be attending Oregon State University, and I'm not sure what I want to major in yet, but I'll be exploring studies in elementary education, math, and science. So from there, I'll see what areas interest me the most.
So are you thinking that it's going to be something in education, though?
I am. I'm thinking either I'll be an elementary school teacher or possibly do STEM outreach for elementary age kids.
And what gets you interested in those areas?
A lot of the classes that I took at the high school, specifically chemistry, and then all of the math classes that I've taken, I really enjoy the problem solving of those classes. And so when I found that that interested me, in addition to being interested in working with young kids, I thought that might be a great way to combine the two.
What about summer? What kind of plans do you have for the summer?
Well, I'm going to be working part-time at Umpqua Dairy throughout the summer. And then in addition to that, I know that since all of we haven't gotten to spend as much time together, my friends and I, once everything gets a little bit more back to normal, we're going to make a lot of fun memories before we all leave for college.
So, Joel, we've got about 2.5 minutes left, and I want to kind of go into detail about tomorrow and explain the time and how people access watching the graduation ceremony.
Okay. So the video is going to be placed on our Rosebrook High School webpage, and if you go there, there'll be a link for the graduation, and the video will be released at 11 a.m. tomorrow on that website. So, just to Google Rosebrook High School and go to our homepage there, and you will be able to find that. We're excited to release the video.
Approximately how long will that run?
I'm estimating about an hour and 15, but honestly, I haven't seen it yet, and I'm pretty excited to see it. So that's kind of what we estimated, and I think it'll probably be about that.
Now, for folks who are can't access it then, well, is the website set up in such a way that they'll be able to access it later as well?
Yes, absolutely. We'll archive it, have it available on YouTube for people to be able to access, yes.
And that'll also give students and families an opportunity to link it off to family members in other places as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We're hoping people all across the nation and the world are able to watch the students graduate.
So after all of that, and a little space in between, the students gather at the former Kmart parking lot in Roseburg. Talk about the parade.
Yeah, we're really excited about that. So we're anticipating over 300 cars. Roseburg Police Department, the city of Roseburg, have been wonderful partners for us. We'll line kids up there beginning around 1 o'clock. And at 2 o'clock, we will have a police escort that will begin the parade. And we'll head out, turn right off of Kmart, go all the way to Stevens, turn right there, head through town in that direction to where they turn right and head towards Roseburg High School into our parking lot. We'll have the police department or the fire department there with a boom over top of the road with flags. We have the big banner that many people have seen hanging on the wall and some other special surprises for our kids when they come through.
And what will the kids be doing once they get onto the campus?
Staff will be lined up in smaller groups all the way through campus, and they will come into campus. Staff have signs. We have noise makers. We have music. We're going to have just a celebration that kids can come through, and they can hear congratulations from the people they've connected with when they've been here. We can say our goodbyes and just really enjoy that time, and they can see all of them together in one spot.
Wow. Well, it's going to be an unforgettable event again tomorrow. The ceremony online at 11 and the parade beginning at 2. Roseburg High School Principal Jill Weber and Isabel Hervey, the co-student body president for this year. Thanks for being on this afternoon.
Thank you.
1257 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.